weekly wait is over.
And they mostly come at night. Mostly.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Hello and welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host and guide for the next 60 minutes as we explore the lesser heard, slightly obscure side of rock, where the album cut and B-side rule, referencing material as far back as the blues of the 30s to today's new releases, while throwing in healthy doses of commentary and vinyl history. There's lots to cover, so we better get started. This week's Vinyl Garage is a bit of a continuation of last week's Best of 2015 show, with a few cuts I didn't have time for. After that, wherever the spirit moves me. Starting with a supergroup of sorts featuring Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, and Johnny Depp, the Hollywood Vampires, a band formed to honor the music of rock stars who died due to excess. A way cool combo of Alice's School's Out and Pink Floyd's Another Brick in the Wall.
Toys.
in the wall. School's out for summer. School's out forever. School's been blown to pieces. My school's out
about the blame. There's no wind to fill your sail. The future, your horizon. It's like searching for the Holy Grail. You feel as though tomorrow, as you look into the water below, there's only your reflection, and you still ain't got no place to go.
2015 also gave us another Trans-Siberian Orchestra album, but this one was not of a Christmas theme, but a normal collection of songs titled Letters from the Labyrinth. We heard a cover of a Johnny Green song, Forget About the Blame. For a period of about 3 years, David Coverdale was the lead singer of Deep Purple after the departure of Ian Gillan in 1973. His current band, Whitesnake, in 2015 released a collection of Deep Purple songs that Coverdale was featured on, titled aptly, The Purple Album. We heard Sail Away, a song originally on the Deep Purple album, Burn. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan from his Instep LP from 1989 is The House Is Rockin', the song that made him a household name. And then from Cheap Trick's Heaven Tonight, an album from 1978, was a cover originally written and performed by Roy Wood of The Move, and they were the precursor to the Electric Light Orchestra. The song, California Man, another song buried as an album cut that got little to no airplay. Pity.
And in the death, as the last few corpses lay rotting on the slimy thoroughfare, the shutters lifted an ancient temperance building high on Boacher's Hill, and red mutant eyes gazed down on Hunger City. No more big wheels. Fleas the size of rats sucked on rats the size of cats, and 10,000 peopleoids split into small tribes, covered in the highest of the sterile skyscrapers like packs of dogs assaulting the glass fronts of Lovney Avenue, ripping and re-wrapping mink and shiny silver fox, now leghorns, family badge of sapphire and cracked emerald.
Now,
the gear of the diamond dogs.
This ain't nothing, no!
For the latest part.
wanted some more? Well, here's some more. More of the Vinyl Garage.
Glimpse in standing so calmly. Wish that I only had the nerve to say hello to you. It's hard to do. It's such a shame. I can't get through without your number or your name. I'll be waiting till the end of time.
remember bringing home David Bowie's 1974 Diamond Dogs LP shortly after release and being blown away. Rebel Rebel and the title cut were getting impressive airplay, so I thought I knew what to expect. The record, when taken as a whole, set the bar higher than any single. A seriously cohesive set of songs, especially side two, made this art. Starting with the spoken intro, Future Legend, which wasn't included with the Dog single, to the tape loop fade out 38 minutes later. This is the Bowie album that caused me to take notice. Another Vinyl Garage must-have record. ELO Showdown was only included on the US version of their 1973 LP on the third day, being relegated to a single-only status in the UK. The US album featured alternate cover art than the UK release, a photograph of the band by Richard Avedon. Spending 5 weeks at number one, The Knacks. Get the Knack LP went on to be one of rock's best-selling debuts, delighting their label, Capitol, and the millions of adolescent guys who paid special attentions to the lyrics. The perfect power pop LP cut was Your Number or Your Name. Detective Man was as close to a signature song that the band Detective had, found on their first self-titled LP from 1977. The band was fronted by super groupie Pamela DeBar's husband, Michael, and the keyboards were courtesy of ex-Yes, Tony Kaye.
child standing over there. Girl, you look so good. Yeah, you look all right. Hey, girl, hear me calling your name. Baby, the way you walk, see, you drive me insane. Oh, you look so good when you're in my bed. Baby, I feel so good. Then you give me a little head. Your knees, oh, your knees, so good. All right, do it. Yeah. Say it sweet. Say it sweet. All right. Yeah, yeah. Get it on. Do it, baby.
There were three singles released from the Rolling Stones' Some Girls album, Miss You, Beast of Burden, and Shattered, and if you were a completist such as myself, you had to have all three in addition to the LP. But it was the B-side to the latter that took the completist mentality up one notch. This side of the 45 was a non-LP cut titled Everything's Turning to Gold, and for that reason alone, we had to have it, and have it here. And up until its inclusion in the 1981 compilation LP, Sucking in the 70s, it was the only place to get this song. Akron's own Rachel Sweet's Foul Play was found on the LP Protect the Innocent from 1980, her second LP for Stiff Records. Only the second LP since dropping the Louisiana from their name becoming just plain LaRue. 1982's The Last Safe Place on Earth gave the band their highest charting song, Addicted, and the title cut, which we heard. The band would endure numerous lineup changes over the years and for a one-year period cease to exist at all. The band, with the majority of the original members, is still active. Then, from their second LP, Da Capo, Love's much maligned 19-minute side two spanning opus, Revelation, edited just a bit. Thanks for joining this week's Vinyl Garage with a bit of a hybrid show combining some leftover best of 2015 cuts from last week with some other great material. But before we go, finding new music I like is a crapshoot. It's out there if you have the time to listen to the huge amount released weekly, but chances are you find it one of two ways. You're alerted by referral, or you accidentally stumble upon it, and it's the latter that I came to know the band and the song I'm wrapping things up this week with, Atlanta's Biters, and their 2015 LP, Electric Blood, and single, Restless Hearts. Reminiscent of the late 70s, early 80s rock, employing poppy hooks, thoughtful lyrics and harmonies, and, of all things, thank God, a human being doing the drumming. There's hope for rock and roll.
I'm headed out the door towards a liquor store. I got no money in my pocket, but I want more than see this world. Yeah.
touch with the Vinyl Garage at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.